Therapy Morning Coffee Club on this Wednesday. Good morning. We're feeling great. The weather's not too cold this morning. I woke up and I'm like, this doesn't feel too bad.
It's not too bad. I don't know what I was expecting because I've heard the four-letter S word in the forecast very soon. So I don't know. I have my big winter coat on. I walk out the door. I'm like, oh.
Yeah.
It's like, okay. Well, when it does, I'm ready.
You are prepared. You know, I love movies. TJ Bo, producer Hope, I love movies. And I caught this story going around. Mm. Think Will Smith, iRobot. Just keep that in your mind.
Yeah.
Now, listen
to
this story. A robot goes into another robot manufacturer, a competitive one, and talks 12 robots into quitting and following out the one robot, kind of kidnapping them.
Okay.
Am I? Is this like Hollywood predicting the future? iRobot. Remember Will Smith?
I think about iRobot all the time.
I love that movie.
I don't know why, but like when the mom or the grandma, whoever he was taking care of, she was like, "What are you doing? It's just a robot."
Yeah,
you know, like they're stupid. They don't have emotions. And
dun dun dun.
Why would they be dangerous? No, get out of here.
I see this story. I'm like, one robot kidnaps 12. What? Well, it was from a competitive robot manufacturer, convinced the other 12 to quit their job and follow them out. So competitive, that's how it's getting competitive in the robot building. They're sending over spies to take the other robots over to them.
What the heck?
Yes. What a crazy
story. And the robots were like, yeah, we'll come with
you. Okay. Yeah, sounds good. Whatever robo talk they had, it convinced them to follow.
Whoa, see?
Will Smith, iRobot. If you haven't seen it, it came out in, I believe it was 2004.
Yeah.
But it's still good.
Because the concept was like, oh, that's totally ridiculous. Now, as we get closer to it, we're like, huh.
And you know what's weird? I predict now that Hollywood catches stories way before us, and then they write what they think's going to happen. Eventually, it's going to be Star Wars. Billy's going to be so happy.
Oh,
Billy Kidd, he loves Star Wars so much. Eventually, it's going to be Star Wars.
Don't tell him that.
Sooner than later. Hollywood, they make good predictions. It's your B-Morning Coffee Club. Who's this?
Hey, it's the other TJ.
The other TJ!
The other TJ. I'm also TJ. This is... What's going on?
Just look at all the stuff the Simpsons have predicted over the years.
Yes, that gets weird and freaky to me.
That's spooky. That's like Nostradamus type stuff.
It's like Hollywood is our crystal ball predicting the future. You watch these movies or animated series and like they're nailing it.
Yeah, it's weird.
Yeah, I'm telling you, I don't know if you've seen, but like in the 90s, virtual reality headset that like Smithers had on. Then, of course, in the 2000s, we have virtual reality headsets. Lisa Simpson in 1993 gets teleported forward, and there's like a screen in the phone where she talks to future Marge. Obviously, Steve Jobs came up with that.
Yeah.
Many, many years later. And also the final one, which there's so many creepy ones. There's like 53 different things that it's added up, but the global pandemic.
Yeah, there you go.
Back in 1993. They had like
Simpsons.
A pandemic on The Simpsons, and it was crazy how verbatim it was to our pandemic.
Predicted so many things. TJ Bo and producer Hope, and you and Mama J went out and had some fun last night, huh?
Along with everyone else, it felt like. That place was packed. We went to the Wester Auditorium Theater. It is the Broadway Theater League's season, and it is Mamma Mia time, and I loved it. Everybody loved it. Billy Kidd, asked him, I told him it was okay to dance. I was like, it's okay, you can get up and dance. Nobody's going to notice. It is so fun from the first note to the last note. And I'm picky when it comes to musicals, you know what I mean? It's got to be like really, really, the talent is off the charts. The dancing and the orchestra. And it's so loud. I'm like, okay, they intentionally are super loud. Because so many of us are singing along, right?
Yeah.
Including my mama. I was like, as they got louder and louder, I was like, okay, good. Maybe it'll drown out the fact that my mom is like singing along to the top. Nobody cares. Everybody was just smiling and laughing. It's so fun.
Feel good loud.
It is.
Yeah. Mamma Mia, get your tickets. You're giving it how many thumbs up?
Oh,
two for you, two
absolutely.
For Mama J, two for Billy. There's six thumbs up.
There's six thumbs up.
All right.
Yeah.
Hot date all night. Of us loved hot it. Date night. Just get out with the whole family. I am going to take my wife.
Yeah, good.
Thanks for checking out first for me, but Mamma Mia, always been a favorite movie. Yeah. And I, you know what that is? Hope's favorite movie. She's in Nashville right now.
Yeah.
In fact, she hasn't checked in with us. We got to try to track her down.
I think she's in there.
I think she's having fun down there. We got to catch up with her.
Yeah, we will at some point.
So, you know, when she comes back, she's going to go run and see Mamma Mia too. So.
Oh, my gosh. It's so good. And I'm a big fan of the movie, too. But this was my first time seeing the musical.
Okay.
And you realize, you're like, okay, well, I love the movie. But, boy, that singer doesn't... like, Pierce Bronson, God love him. He can't sing anything compared to the guy in the show. You know what I mean? So, I mean, strong vocals, and it was so good. So, yes, two thumbs up for Mamma Mia.
There you go.
Go see it.
Six thumbs up, Mama J.
Right, Billy okay, Kid. Yeah, that's right.
And everybody else there, it's like a couple thousand thumbs up. Amy Wilson, she's going to be teaming up with Luke Bryan and Peyton Manning. CMA Awards tonight in Nashville. It is your B-Morning Coffee Club, TJ Bow and producer Hope, who we sent to Nashville to be our eyes and ears, but we haven't heard anything. Just a simple email came in last night. Oh.
5 hours ago.
Sorry, been busy. Was at a pre-party. Okay. Call in. Let us know what happened at the pre-party. Right. Post some pictures. What happened?
Crickets.
Yeah. We got to wake her up. I think the princess is enjoying
Nashville.
She's got
Nashville. A long day, though, today, because she'll be at CMAs tonight. Mm-hmm. And hopefully she'll really, you know, be herself and smile and get right in there and try to find out some fun stuff for us.
We have faith in her. We hope she's having fun. We just want to hear about it. So we're going to wake her up here real soon. Yes, we are. Luke Bryan, though, you guys are prepared. You and Peyton Manning did it. Last year, and I thought you guys did a great job, but we're adding some girl power. Lainey Wilson there. I bet you guys have been practicing a lot.
We have not been to rehearsals. We rehearse via Zoom.
Zoom?
Peyton gets in, and then we'll start getting on stage here pretty soon. But we've ran it a couple times via Zoom, and it's got us laughing. We're sure the people at home are going to laugh, too.
All right. Well, thank you. We hope so. You would think, I thought they were rehearsing nonstop, practicing.
They're so good with it now, right?
Just
I don't
Zoom,
know.
Huh?
I would like to think that they're just old pros.
Let's hope.
Either that or it's going to be a train wreck, which may be even funnier.
Better. Okay, tonight, CMA.